Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Oh, good listeners, how lucky are we? Phil Fechner, Lawn Bowls Club Champion. Oh, yeah. Now, look, first, don't worry, don't make it short. Let's hear the detailed and because most of our listeners are Lawn Bowls fanatics and they'll want to know how it all happened, bowl by bowl.
Bowl by bowl.
Yeah.
I did want to skip over this today, Pete.
Yeah, but Pete,
we weren't even going to bring it up.
Pete, can I warn you that I've heard this all before about an hour afterwards on the phone, but I was...
Geez, I'm glad you brought it up, though.
Right, bowl by bowl.
No.
Yes.
Jumped off to a 4-love lead.
Lead, yes. Yep.
Third end, dropped the four. It's a four all.
So all equal again.
All equal.
Yes.
And it went like that. It's just bowl for bowl, basically.
Yes.
You know, score for score.
Yep.
Until we got a bit of a nice little lead right near the end. Three ends to go. 17-12
up. 17-12
up.
They do
almost game over.
That's right. They do say that the cream rises to the top, and you must have lifted
and
dropped
the five.
And dropped the five.
Two ends to go, 17 all.
It must have been sour cream. Go on.
But then the cream rose again.
What happened?
Came from nowhere, out of the clouds.
A picture perfect.
This on Easter, on the eve of Easter. Came out of the clouds.
A picture perfect description, please.
Three of my bowls. On the kitty. Four count.
Yes.
On the 17th end.
Yes.
Four count. So up by four, 21-17.
Yes.
Three count on the last end. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, mother, for the rabbits.
24-17 victory.
Oh.
First ever championship.
Now,
so very happy.
Don't worry about modesty. How many laps did you do?
No.
What?
Very quiet. Went and watched the Crows lose, which was even better. Went in the clubhouse and had a beer with the boys.
You can't
say
and
then that. The Crows lost. So that was, that topped off the day.
What's it feel like to be club champion?
Not that much different, really.
Oh, well, I suppose
it was good.
You're used to it, aren't
very
you,
happy.
I suppose.
Very happy man.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And that would negotiate the contract price, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, who knows where it leads from
well,
here.
Well, it probably hasn't got a negative impact.
No, have to be positive.
And I would think that's an increase in 5% for the manager, wouldn't it?
That's wasted 2 minutes and 40 seconds on me.
Oh, no.
Let's move on to the Bros and Light Bowls.
You certainly go
Grand
for
final.
Grand final.
Grand final. So Angaston, who I did tip, did account for Newry. It was not a bad sort of a game. 96-81, Angaston victory. Ian Ellsworthy got over Lockie Fuss's rink, 28-16 being the biggest winner, which was... sort of the difference between the sides, I suppose. Not having a go at you, Lockie, but I know you were pretty disappointed Saturday night that your rink went down like they did. So, Angaston, six in a row.
Yes.
Six Division One premierships in a row. So, but allegedly, the rumour is around.
What?
Could lose three next year. One to Riverland, one to Adelaide. And one going overseas for a minimum of six weeks. So might not bowl.
Now, I'm not interrupting your results, but that's sensational, six in a row.
Reckon it's been
done. Is there a magic formula to how they keep their players? Or?
Not that I know of. I don't know. No, I don't know. I'd only be...
That would be a very rare performance, though. Six in a row, wouldn't it?
Six in a row.
Yeah.
It's a fair effort. So to get on to the Div 2, Angaston and Kapunda played, and I tipped Angaston in that one. Angaston 84, Kapunda 64. So a comfortable win for the twos.
Yes.
Again, then in the threes, I think I tipped Tanunda just as something different, but Angaston blew 66, Tanunda 51.
Yeah.
So a pretty comfortable win there too. And in the Div 4, Lindock Gold played Udunda. They played in the early matchup there at Freeling because they haven't got enough greens to play them all at once. So Lindock Gold beat Udunda quite easy, 58-22. Quickly, Rick, after that, on the Sunday, some of these boys couldn't have had to celebrate too much because they had to front up for the association fours and singles.
Oh, right.
So
that would have cut them down.
Yeah. Newry winning the fours, beating Lindock as a runner-up. And two people we know very well, Rick,
yep,
in Adrian Green and Katrina Green.
Yes.
Won the singles, the men and the ladies singles.
Oh, so, well done to both of you.
Yeah. Yeah. So Peter Bavistock coming runner-up to Adrian, and Kathy Wallace was the runner-up to Katrina. I think it's 2 years in a row for both of them that they've won the... I'm pretty sure it is. I might be wrong, but I have been... I thought I was wrong once, but I was actually mistaken.
You were mistaken, yeah.
So the triples and the pairs get played on April the 7th, Rick, after Easter, because it's obviously the Easter weekend, so...
Well, you can't play on the blessed weekend, does it?
No way. Huh? Quickly, Rick, all the bowls down here in Big Adelaide,
yes,
as we're broadcasting here from Mawson Lakes again today.
Yes.
Premier League, Somerton, back-to-back premiers in the Premier League, 89 to West Lakes, 60. Div 1, Hawthorn 80, Salisbury 67. Most of these, I think, are pretty...
predictable.
Yep, yep. Top sides winning. Actually, top other than the Div 3. Millswood, 79, Somerton 70 in Div 2. Div 3, North, I'll only go as far as this one.
Yes.
Playford, 65 to Kenzie Marrantville, 92, which was the only team that didn't finish top that...
got up.
Yep. And then the South, Brighton 62, Edwardstown. They were pretty even all year. Brighton 62, Edwardstown 80. So to a mate of mine, Johnny Nicolai, he played in that Edwardstown Premiership. Congratulations. Had a super side though, pretty good side. So that is all on the
Lawn Bowls.
Lawn Bowls, and that will be it now.
Did you feel as though you ought to go over your victory again? Or you...
No, that was 2 minutes and 40 seconds wasted.
No. Very so, yeah, enjoyable.
No. So, yeah, so that's virtually the bowl season done and dusted.
And may I, on behalf of our listeners, congratulate you on your very thorough and entertaining coverage throughout the season. No, I'm being...
No, so I'm not. I enjoy doing
Phil,
it.
Phil,
so
I wouldn't take the mickey out of you.
No, not this time. So, Rick, we'll go into the AFL quickly.
AFL.
6 out of 8 for me. Yourself?
I think I
got 6 as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm one just different. The one...
I did catch you that last one, didn't I? I got the Bulldogs.
You so did.
Doesn't matter. I was 6 out of 8. So this week, Rick, we move on to tonight's game.
Are you choosing drug affected or aren't a drug affected?
No one knows other than the club doctor. So,
is that right?
Yeah, it's all secret. And the player, obviously.
Oh, right.
Because he's probably snorted the stuff. So here we go. Brisbane versus Collingwood.
Some people say that there's a line of inquiry.
Okay, we'll get on to that in a minute.
We will.
Brisbane, Collingwood.
Brisbane by, I think I'm going 13.
21, Brisbane for me.
Yep.
North and Carlton.
Carlton will win that game comfortably.
Yeah, Carlton for me. Frio and the...
Here we go.
What?
Adelaide will get beaten comfortably by Frio.
Yes, agreed. 0-3.
Well, and they travel so well, the Crows.
Together in the plane.
Well, I think in the last decade they've won about 6 games away, haven't they?
Who we got now? Essendon and St Kilda.
St Kilda.
St Kilda for me. Not a bad side.
They do look all right.
Yeah. And another side that's looking good. Port versus Melbourne in Adelaide. I'll be there.
Could you just say that slowly too?
Port versus
looking Melbourne. Good.
Yep. When they played 2 good quarters of footy last week.
Against, was it the bottom
Richmond
side? Richmond.
Oh, past premiers.
Oh, the second bottom side to West Coast. Melbourne will win the game.
Port for me, so it's the one different.
It is.
Bulldogs versus West Coast.
Well,
that's
West Coast.
Side, West Coast, isn't it?
West Coast is such an embarrassment. I don't know how they get out of where they're at. The Bulldogs.
Yep, Bulldogs for me. They looked really good last week, the Bulldogs, didn't they? And Ballarat.
Yeah, for about half a quarter.
Oh, yeah. Richmond versus the Swans.
Richmond Swans are not looking very good. Swans are looking very good. Sydney for me.
Sydney for me. And last one, Hawthorn versus Geelong.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. And of course, we've got GWS, Gold Coast having the bye.
Yes. So I mean, let's just spend 30 seconds on Geelong. I'm just amazed. I'm not a great fan of them, but what I am a great fan of is they never go away.
No.
Just when you think.
I know. Oh, and the young players
come
up.
And they recruit young players.
Yeah. Where do they get all them from? I'm going over in a couple of weeks, Rick. In early May, I'm heading over with a mate of mine, Scott Agars. And we're heading over to Geelong to watch Port Geelong. So it'll be a good game.
Good
well,
game.
Hang on. We're on song here. Won the first couple of games. No problems at all. Win at home this weekend.
So, have you booked the early flight out at half time?
Driving. Yeah. Staying at the Passion Palace.
Well, that will be an exciting affair, that will. Anyway, no, I don't know where they get their players, but they tell you what, the recruiting manager, they're sort of unsung heroes, particularly if it works, they don't get mentioned. If it doesn't work, they get crucified. But, you know, Geelong just keep on keeping on.
I know. And how good, Tom Hawkins, 350 games this week. We should mention that.
We should.
He came up as a little junior coming out of still in high school with a collar and tie on.
Yeah.
And hasn't he been a footballer and a half?
Well, he has. He has.
They reckon he just looks after himself so well, and that's why he's continued on.
Well, he's probably on the good drugs.
Not all of them are on drugs.
They're not?
No, not all. Oh. Most.
So how does the AFL handle this, Phil?
Well, they're not handling it very well at all at the moment.
Hey, what an absolute farce. I mean, the reality is, and it's been proved over the decades and centuries of history, in the end, whatever you attempt to hide comes out. Now, you know, this, you know, allegations and so forth, it isn't the first time around. And
it won't be the last.
It won't be the last. But you've got to come clean on the whole thing. Mm. And, I mean, the most recent alleged episodes, I guess, centered around Melbourne.
Yep.
And now, surprise, surprise, they got, as a consequence of that, it would seem to me that they got rid of the CEO and the club doctor. And surprise, surprise, they've actually now come out and signed legal affidavits telling the world what really happened.
Mm. And now,
I
see.
But it's good that the coach doesn't know, isn't it?
I bet he does. I bet he's bet on that.
He would have got good odds, I would have thought. Very good, Phil. I like that.
And Clayton Oliver now with finger. I mean, straight away, you think the worst, don't you?
Well,
finger injury on the week.
You take your side, Port Adelaide. Has Horn Francis actually got a slightly damaged hamstring?
Yeah. Well, have you seen the ice baths at Port Adelaide? They're pretty high. I reckon he ripped one getting in the ice bath.
Oh, right. Was that before or after the alleged cocaine line?
You don't know, this is the
problem I've got. Now, it would not matter who it is. I can't remember. Somebody withdrew. Which game was I watching last week? Someone withdrew in the warm-up.
That's right.
And the bloke who took his place was actually changing on the sideline after the game had started. Now, you know, was that for real?
Yep.
Or
I mean, you start doubting everybody,
well,
don't you?
Well, you have to. Because unless the AFL do something incredibly open in reassessing how they're going to handle this situation, then you're going to question everything.
Yeah.
Now, let's get it right for all our listeners. I'm not alleging that it is unique to the AFL. It's not only probably going on in most high-grade sports, but it goes on in business, the medical world, everything. But you can't, if you claim squeaky cleanness and then the curtain's lifted, then you put yourself in an incredibly embarrassing situation.
I was just listening then. The NFL... rugby, they make it known, and that one player's standing out for two games in the next few weeks or something because he got done for a cocaine thing. So, I mean, they bring it. I see the two girls for Sydney this week got done for cocaine.
Yeah.
So
I think cocaine, and we won't go into the drug world as such, but from what I understand, cocaine is horrifically prevalent and... it's the sort of drug of choice amongst the rich young people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all a consequence of too much money, too much spare time, yep. and what shall we do?
Yep.
But that doesn't excuse it, but that's the formula. So anyway, so watch this space, because I think there's lots more to come.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got to clean this whole thing up. And
they have.
I don't know what the answer is, but that's why they're getting paid the big bucks.
I hear you've got some breaking news on the mighty Redbacks.
Ford off the list.
Four delisted.
Never heard of them, and I won't repeat their names because I don't know them offhand.
Well,
off the list.
Is Dizzy one of them?
No, he wasn't one, and neither was Jake Lehman.
Oh, what? I hear that there's a number of people on Facebook.
There's about 100 comments, and you should have seen some of it. You would have had a good laugh at them, Rick. I know you're not a Facebook fanatic, but some of the comments were quite funny. I had quite the giggle about it.
Well, it took them a dozen or 11 years to fail to renew Nielsen's contract. Now, you know, without being nasty or anything else, but, you know, when Dizzy was appointed, whatever it was, four or five seasons ago, it was, you know, he was going to be the saviour.
Yeah, resurrect the...
That's right.
Here we are on Easter again.
Now, the fact is that up until this season, they've remained at the bottom of the pile. I mean, maybe it's a very slow process because they've made giant improvement this year. They're second to bottom.
Leapt up the ladder.
But basically, I think I can remember on this show actually saying that it wouldn't matter who they appointed unless they got rid of the whole concept and
whole
network.
Clean out.
That's
big
right.
Clean out.
It wouldn't happen. And guess what? Dizzy chose or couldn't get rid of that, and he's done no better or worse than anyone else.
Yeah. No, they need a bit of a clean out and... you know, and get the district cricket back to where it should be.
Well, we won't go into that other than I'll just throw this out to the listeners that now that we've had our first, I'm glad you've brought this up, Phil, now that we've had our first completed season of the Premier League divided into two divisions, an A and a B grade, I'd like to know, because any good organisation would have had this in place, I'd like to know, has SACCA appointed a review committee to judge whether anything has happened as a result of the split? My guess would be they haven't. And what's even more significant, I reckon, that even if they have, how do you measure whether anything's going in the right direction?
That's right.
I mean, when you've got... Sheffield Shield contracted players playing in B grade, as for instance Thomas Kelly for Stirling.
He won the Cricket of the Year in that second division.
Well, hang on, he's a state cricketer. Surely in B grade you'd win.
Strikers.
But surely in B grade you'd be in with a chance, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's equal winner.
That's right, and it just indicates the ridiculousness of the whole concept, but we've been over that. But they've got to try and make some judgment. Do we give it 5 years? Is it a permanent fixture forever? Nobody knows.
No.
And I've got a horrible feeling. It'd be nice to think I was wrong.
That you've never been wrong.
Oh, I think I was once, but you
can't remember.
No, I can't either. But
was Richard his dad?
Richard
Kelly. Richard Kelly.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
he's the new CEO of Nord. That must be his uncle then, is it?
Well, I don't know. Matthew,
that's right. He played for Nord and the Crows.
And the Crows in the initial season.
Yeah. Richard's the new CEO of Norwood.
Oh, right. There you go. Anyway, joke time.
Yes. Here we go.
Right up your alley, Phil. You'd understand all this. You'd understand this.
Yes.
After being awarded a free against him, the player looked at the umpire and said, "You effing stink." "Okay," said the umpire as he pulled the player back a further 50 metres. "Tell me, how do I smell from here?"
Yeah, I've used a couple of them myself.
Is that right? I thought you'd be experienced in that.
You're not bad either with the lip, I've heard, on the cricket pitch.
Me?
Yeah.
Not me.
Checking the scorebook on the way out to see whether you're out and, you know, if you...
No, let's clear this up before you're trying to create mischief here. There has been the odd player... who has questioned
whether they were out.
My LBW decisions, And I have suggested that when he gets back into the pavilion to have a look at the scorebook, that's all.
Because with the steam coming at his ears.
Well, that may be so, but I think you'll agree with this as a fellow umpire,
yes.
Even though they may be different sports. I have never yet met an umpire who's changed his mind. Have you?
No, I haven't either.
So what's they're just wasting their breath.
Absolutely.
Anyway, to all everybody, righty. Have a very happy and peaceful
safe.
Easter, safe in any travels and whatever, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. This is Rick.
This is Phil.